Hello and thank you for joining the Crowdfunding Cast, found at crowdfundingcast.tk. We've got an awesome episode for you, so let's get right to it. Hello and thank you for joining the Crowdfunding Cast. We appreciate everyone listening and downloading. If this is your first time listening, we are a podcast that interviews people running exciting, not just Indiegogo campaigns, but crowdfunding campaigns in general. The majority of the time, it does seem to be someone running an Indiegogo campaign. And today, we have that for you. We were speaking with Russell. He's running an Indiegogo campaign, Occupants. Russell, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Russell, can you tell us a little bit about Occupants and what's this film all about and what brought you to Indiegogo?
Well, it's a found footage sci-fi thriller and a horror film, and it has Robert Picardo attached. And it's about a young couple, and they discover a parallel version of themselves while they're making this documentary film. So, the main actress, her name is Annie, and she's trying to do a 30 days of clean living, kind of like that guy who did 30 days of eating McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this case, it's the exact opposite. And so what she does is in her house, she sets up cameras, GoPro cameras, all over her house, right? And she documents herself and her husband, Neil. Now, over the course of the script, she discovers that half of the cameras is capturing a parallel version of themselves. It's them, but it's not them. You know, the hair is slightly different, or maybe has, a five-day growth, or their clothes are slightly askew, something like that,
Yeah.
And she's like, that's not us. And then she shows her husband, and yeah, that's not us. So, they start talking to this doctor, in this case it's Robert Picardo's character, and on a webcam. And then he's like, yeah, you should, continue to document, what's going on and, the reason, try to find out why this is happening. Now, we kind of infer this, but, by doing all this healthy eating and whatnot, it kind of focuses her mental energy and it could have caused the two worlds to interconnect. And it interconnects in their kitchen. However, as the script progresses, that connection gets stronger to a point where they can interact with each other. Now, the parallel version turns out to be kind of insane. And that's the horror element of it. The parallel version's husband tries to kill, or doesn't try to kill the parallel Annie, but what happens is he finds out that she's pregnant. And he causes her to miscarry.
Oh, okay.
And the true versions, right, our protagonists, they send a message to her. And she takes it and she tries to kill her husband. Then it turns out that she can actually transport to our dimension.
Oh, wow.
Now, the real version is pregnant, okay? And now she wants her baby. So I won't tell you what else happens, but basically that's pretty much the gist of it.
Nah, it's pretty exciting.
Well, we think it is, and it's written by an award-winning writer named Julia Camara, and she wrote I think the sci-fi feature called Area Q, starring Isaiah Washington, and she did the road movie called Open Road, starring Andy Garcia and Juliette Lewis. So she's very accredited. So when we got her script, my producer, Howard Nash, in New York, and I, and just the background on Howard, he and I have done three feature films together. First one is PJ with John Hurd. Second one is Chasing the Green with William Devane. And the third one is The Legends of Nathaya with Robert Picardo. So, we saw this script, and we're like, this is excellent. And, it takes place in one house, right? It's all pretty much all interior.
Yeah.
That number one, the budget's going to be, way lower, right? Because you don't have multiple locations. And number two, it's interior. So it's much easier to shoot. It's much more controlled, the environment. And it's found footage. So we don't have the classical setups, like the wide shot, the medium shot, the close-up, the inserts. And it makes it that much easier. So what, you know, Howard and I did is we looked over the script and we're like, can we do this for a lower budget, right?
Yeah.
And we worked with our, who's going to be our DP, named Emil Harris. Anyway, we worked with him, and we kind of formulated a budget of $172.61, exactly that amount. And that is a comfortable amount that we can shoot this film for with a proper crew. And by the way, there's only two main cast members in Picardo.
So nice. Like,
you know, it's not an ensemble, right?
Right.
So again, you know, from that point of view, it's not going to cost as much. So that's why, you know, we think it's very feasible. And it's found footage, and it's horror, and it has Picardo attached. We think it's definitely a moneymaker.
Yeah, totally. Now Robert's part, is he always going to be sort of like, you know, video chatting? Is he ever going to actually physically be in the house to look at stuff, or are they always going to video chat with him?
It's video chat.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
Yeah, and that's why it's more of a cameo. But again, you know, we're probably going to do several hours of shooting with them.
Okay. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to check out this campaign, just go to Indiegogo.com, search Occupants. That should pull it right up. And also, there'll be a link in the show notes, as usual, like always. Russell, this sounds really cool. And you mentioned in passing you kind of did three films already with Howard. What are some of those films that you did? What are some of the other things that you've worked on?
All right, well, with Howard, and Howard Nash is a wonderful guy, and I think out of pure luck that I was able to meet him, you know, a couple years before we did our first feature together. But when we worked on our first film called PJ, it starred John Hurd, the Home Alone dad, right?
Yeah.
And it has Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos. It has Robert Picardo. This is the first time I worked with Picardo. And Glynis O'Connor, Eddie Mullivarca, Haley Kate Eisenberg. And so it's this really big and rich and ensemble cast. And remember, I think for any filmmakers, when you do your first feature film, it's very daunting.
Yeah.
I could tell you, you know, I was kind of freaking out.
I could bet, especially, you know, with those names on, you know, that you're working with your first, you know, for your first feature film.
Oh yeah. And that's why I'm incredibly grateful. I mean, they were very courteous to me. You know, they knew it was my first feature film, you know, and Howard had faith in me, and it was just such a wonderful experience. We shot that in New York for a majority of it, and a one-day shoot in Los Angeles, but I think it was like 15 or 16 days we shot in New York.
Okay.
And I'm LA based, so, you know, I live here in Southern California. And so, you know, just going to New York, one thing I love about New York and the East Coast is the scenery.
It's
just beautiful there. And you have seasons. We don't. And when we shot PJ, it was in the winter 2006 to 7.
Okay.
Trees were skeletal, and it was such a perfect backdrop for this type of film. You know, for three quarters of the film is very depressing, and it takes mostly at night. So, I mean, it was just a wonderful backdrop. And it turns out, and mind you, again, I'm from L.A., right? So I'm not used to colder weather.
Yeah.
Our first night of shooting, it got to 43 degrees, and I was cold. Then the New York crew were looking at me and go, Russ? This isn't cold.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they're probably just wearing, like, a sweatshirt and jeans, and they're just like, we got another 30 degrees to go or so before it starts to get cold.
Yeah, so, and I'm like, are you kidding me? This is freezing. Well, luckily, it turned out, for the shoot, it didn't rain very much.
Oh, that's good.
And the temperature stayed around the 40s. Now, 2 days after shooting, it got into the 20s.
Oh, man.
Then I realized, wow, okay, this is cold.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my experience on PJ. It was wonderful. And then Howard and I, and it was just like 6 months later, we did our second film called Chasing the Green.
Man, that's crazy, working back to back like that.
It was definitely back to back. When we were finishing up PJ, we were already in pre-production on Chasing the Green.
Wow.
I mean, for me, it was pretty daunting. But again, look, I'm very grateful. You know, I mean, to have an opportunity, not just to do one, but two.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this. You know, this is a lot of people want to do this, and I know that. You know, and I'm going to put my heart into it. And in that one, I got to work with, you know, wonderful actors like William Devane, who was just 24. You know, what was it, Live Another Day?
Yeah.
And he played the president, Mr. President.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it was just to work with William Devane, you know, I grew up watching this guy, you know, and, you know, he was in Alfred Hitchcock's last film, Family Plot, you know, and I'm a big fan of Hitchcock. So it was just, it was mind-numbing.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Yeah, I remember my producer, Howard, right, he called me up a couple days before the shoot, and he's like, Russ, I'm like, yes, what is it, Howard? He's like, we can get William Devane. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, he has a 6-day window, and he has to keep his beard. Can we make it work? I'm like, heck yeah! And it was just a wonderful experience. And I got to work with Jeremy London of Party of Five.
Well,
and
that's Ryan cool.
Hurst. Yeah, definitely. And Ryan Hurst of Sons of Anarchy. And these are great actors, too. So, again, I had another... And we worked with Picardo again, by the way.
Yeah, so nice.
It's, you know, our second time working with Robert Picardo. It was just a wonderful experience doing Chasing the Green. And that one was more of a docudrama.
Mm.
So, biopic type of film.
Okay.
And, you know, there were a lot of golfing scenes in the film. And I thought that was very interesting. So we had golfing. It's not really a sports movie, per se. It's about two young brothers. And then they pretty much, you know, make it big in the credit card industry.
Mm.
And it gets so big that, you know, they had some complaints filed against them, just like 29 out of how many, you know, thousands of customers.
Yeah.
The Federal Trade Commission clamped down on them. So, and it's headed by... the commissioner, I think, commissioner?
Yeah.
William Devane.
Okay.
And I remember we gave him a name, Victor Gatling, and Gatling is a gun.
Oh, so right.
A gun enthusiast. You know, that was his backstory. That's how, you know, I kind of explained it to Bill. You know, you're kind of a gun enthusiast. You like to gut these companies. So that's how he played it.
Nice.
It was a great experience. And then... a couple years later, Howard and I did our third feature film called The Legends of Nathaya. And we shot that in Los Angeles. And that one is kind of like The Princess Bride.
Okay, cool.
So it's like a grandfather played by Robert Picardo again. And yeah, I know, we work a lot with Picardo, it turns out. But and he tells his grandson, a very good child actor named Jared Young, a story. A fantasy story about this hero named Nathaya. And he tells this story to help his grandson decide if he's going to live with his mother or his father, who are divorcing.
Okay.
So that's what the story is about. So, you know, I mean, it takes place in the present day and also the fantasy. So we intercut between the two.
That's cool.
Yeah, and again, that was a great experience. And in this case, we gave Picardo a main role. You know, on our first two films, he's like, Russ, why am I only here for one day? I'm like, okay. So we're able to give him, you know, a majority. He's pretty much the main character, he and the kid actor.
Okay.
So, you know, and again, it was a great experience to work with them. And, yeah, so now we're doing this film, Occupants.
Yeah, and while it's speaking of Occupants, if you want to go... to the campaign page, just go to Indiegogo.com, search Occupants, or there's going to be a direct link in the show notes that'll bring you there, so you can go right to the campaign and get there, no problem. Russell, speaking of the campaign, what are some of the perks and pledges that you guys are offering on this campaign?
Well, let's see. I meant we start at $5, and that's, you know, pretty much, that's the lowest one, right?
Yeah.
That's like you get a personal thank you from us.
Nice.
So we created this, it's called a one sheet. I guess it's like a poster. And what I've been doing is I've been just, you know, on this poster saying thank you and whoever's name, you know, whoever contributed. So that's the personal thank you. You do get that. Number two, regardless of how much you donate, and this includes the lowest amount, $5, you are entered into a raffle to meet Robert Picardo.
That's cool.
So, and that's our big thing right there. So that's $5. Then we go to $20. And at $20, again, you get a personal thank you. And then you get all these updates, frequent updates, you know, of what's happening. So we're going to keep everybody apprised of, you know, what it's like to shoot in pre-production, production, and post-production. Because I think a lot of people are curious about the filming process.
How
a film is conceived, I guess you could say.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a very interesting process, you know. I mean, it does take a lot of work to prepare it, hence pre-production. That's what you do, right?
Yeah.
And then actually shooting it, that's production. And then you edit the film, you add music, visual effects. We do have visual effects, including a fire shot. And then sound design and music. So you add those elements in post-production. And then again, we do the premiere. So, you know, we're going to keep everybody apprised. Then you go to $100, and $100 you get a t-shirt.
Nice.
Something like, I helped Occupant. So we're going to do, a very specific t-shirt for people who do donate $100. And then you get a credit on the film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So you do get a credit.
Nice.
Now, if you are really wanting to contribute... You go to $500. And we've had two people who contributed $500.
Awesome.
And we're very grateful to them, and they know who they are. But you do get a screen credit. Very special thanks.
That's cool.
So this is not just special things, but very special things. You get the t-shirt. You get to visit our set during the shoot.
Awesome.
So, you know, it is a closed set, but you will be able to visit it. And you get a DVD copy of our previous film, Nathaya. The Legends of Nathaya, the one I was talking about.
Yeah.
And then you get an autographed copy of the original script.
Ah, that's cool.
So, yeah, and that includes, you know, having Picardo sign it. So then you get to $1,000, and now we're getting to the big leagues, right?
Yeah.
Then you pretty much get all that. Basically, it's just building up, right?
Right.
You get that. You get this very special thanks credit, the visit to the set, then you get an invitation to the premiere, you get a signed DVD or Blu-ray of the completed film, a t-shirt, that DVD of Nathaya, then you get a framed poster of Occupants.
Oh, cool.
A big one, yeah, for $1,000. So you get all that. There's like seven perks, I guess.
Yeah.
At $3,000, then you get a personalized photograph with Picardo. And he's going to sign it.
That's cool.
That's like the big thing at $3,000. You get the framed poster, you get the autographed copy of the script, the DVD, etc., etc. So you get everything plus, you know, the Picardo memorabilia. Then, if you're really gracious at $10,000, and that's our highest, you get a film cameo.
Oh, nice. So you could be in the movie?
Yes.
Sweet.
And you get an associate producer credit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then you get a personal memento from Picardo from his years as the doctor on Star Trek.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then you get the invitation premiere, t-shirt, etc., etc.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So that's what we're offering.
Awesome. So if you guys want to check out the campaign, go to Indiegogo.com, search Occupants, and you should find it, or there'll be a link directly in the show notes that'll bring you there also, and you can find it no problem that way. Russell, is there anything else that you wanted to cover? Is there any last-minute things? Did we overlook anything? Anything about Occupants itself, the movie, or any final words?
Well, I will say this. Some people that I've encountered, they sometimes don't want to donate directly to the website.
Mm.
I've noticed that. So what we can offer is if you, give us cash. Some people have, by the way. Give us cash, we will donate in your name.
Oh, there you go.
And we have been doing it for people. And
that's
same
cool.
thing with a personal check. There are people that have sent a personal check.
And oh, wow.
Done it. We will give you a receipt. Your money will definitely go into the campaign.
That's cool. All right, yeah, sweet. That's great.
Yeah, you know, bring that up.
So again, it's Occupants. Go to Indiegogo.com. Search Occupants. There'll be a link in the show notes that bring you right to the campaign. Russell, this sounds really awesome. I'm looking forward to it. you guys are in pretty good shape right now. So I wish you well in the campaign, and hope you exceed your goal, and then we'll see occupants in the near future.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate the interview, too.
Oh, not a problem. It's my pleasure. Everyone, thank you for listening and downloading, and spread the word about Crowdfunding Cast, and we'll talk to you next episode. See ya.